Tony Gollan joins us from Brisbane. Thanks a lot, Tony.
Good morning, Andrew.
Thanks for taking our call. I wanted to cover off on the interstaters. Vinsua Valare went so well the other day. How has she done?
Yeah, she's done really well. She's really settled in nice at Randwick at the Sunnet Stable, and she hasn't missed a beat since that run.
Obviously, I mean, you've just got to test the water. And I've had three or four guests on this morning, Tony, and they're all saying the same thing, including Hugh Bowman. Every week we've had a different two-year-old stand up. There's not one saying, I'm just going to win the slipper.
No, probably not. And we saw another couple, you know, I guess, emerge on Saturday, particularly with Snowden's Colt. So, no, it's a really open slipper field. Normally there's, you know, one or two horses that are very hyped, you know, going off it and have that very consistent form. But this year seems to be a lot different. And hopefully we can draw soft today at the barrier draw. And if we do, then look, she'll be right up there somewhere.
What's your gut instinct on the wet?
I prefer it dry.
Yeah.
I prefer a dry track rather than wetter. But that's without knowing. We've never had her on wet ground. And she worked, you know, quite okay on a very wet Randwick this morning. So, I mean, you just don't get them off the bridle, I guess. In track gallops are the only difference, obviously, to races. But we really don't know till we get there. But I would suspect that she'd be better on dry.
Okay. So you kept her in Sydney?
Yeah, we did. We kept her down. There's only 2 weeks between runs. We give her 3 weeks from the first up run here to get down to Sydney for her second up run. And we only got her there a few days before. And she settled in really well in them couple of days. But, you know, the improvement in the sense then into this race, you know, there was good improvement there. And when they're just away from home, a little bit more one-on-one that they get and all that sort of stuff, they really seem to thrive on it. And had a good look at her on Saturday morning. And she's done exceptional since her Riesling.
You've got to look at the form around Tenley. You know, Tenley's habits might be against that particular youngster. Who knows by the time we get to 4:30 on Saturday, but does get back, and it was hard to make up. You know, a lot of horses were running on Saturday, not quite winning, so it'll be interesting. But you take the form that Tenley's good and accelerates who you've seen at the Gold Coast. So the form around her is quite strong.
Yeah, well, she comes out of a very good form race. I'd suggest that race, the Riesling Stakes, over there, they ran really quick overall time, and they're both very talented fillies. I've been unlucky to run into Tenley twice in Sydney with two separate two-year-olds, and she certainly got a huge finish on her. But no, I was very happy with my filly's run. You know, off the top of the rise there, she gave her a really good kick, and she was really given no peace, and they got to her quite quickly, which will be very similar to, again, on Slipper Day. But she really fought hard right to the line. It was only the last little half furlong where she was just found wanting a touch, and hopefully we've found that improvement necessary, you know, from that Riesling Stakes run.
Yeah, just listening to you, it sounds like off the work. Is she one that you need to keep the work up to her or not?
Yeah, the more you do with her, the better she goes. I mean, pre-Christmas when we ran her, we give her three sort of half-mile jump out to a trials leading into a first up 1,200, and the more we did with her, the better she went. So I suggest she's better off the fortnight break than what she was even off 3 weeks. So no, she's a filly that certainly copes with the workload, and she's a real two-year-old. She enjoys the racing, and she enjoys the pressure being put on her.
I should know this before I ask. Have you had a slipper runner?
Yeah, I had a F-Troop run last year, which F-Troop, is, you know, wet track again was a bit disappointing.
Yeah.
So this is our second slipper runner, and I really hope this weather dries up.
Well, Thursday and Friday, Saturday is meant to be 30 degrees. So if we can just get through the next couple of days with minimal rain, if any, and who knows, it may get to a 7 or a 6. I think, you know, I don't think we're going to get to a good, Tony. I'm not going to lie to you, mate.
Nah, look, we can't control the weather, mate. We'll enjoy the week no matter what. She's a nice, talented filly, and she tries very, very hard in her races. It's not like she goes out there and looks for somewhere to hide. She's a really tough little girl, and she enjoys her racing. So, look, she'll go there. She'll present well Saturday, and she'll run as good as she can.